Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. In scientific news, word is that unborn babies are able to make facial expressions. Especially that face you make when you're trying to squeeze through the elevator door right before it closes. Now silence, silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
It's gas to go from Sonic 129.
I just wanted to call and tell you that I am fully supportive of your openly bashing Warcraft.
Well, yeah, watch.
As a wife of a Warcraft junkie.
Yeah, how has it affected you? Is it to the point now where... I'm actually afraid now that the World of Warcrafters are going to perform a raid on this building. But then I thought to myself, no, there's no way they'd tear themselves away from their computers to do that.
No,
but
no.
Has World of Warcraft, has it affected you in the bedroom yet, if you know what I mean?
No, that's like one of the things that can tear him away from the computer still, I guess.
The sad part is that you have to dress up as a level 80 elf and sorceress in order to get his attention.
Yeah.
you have to put on the ears and become study sorceress. Do you have that outfit?
No, but I think I might invest in it.
Yeah. Well, wait until he's forsaken sex for World of Warcraft. That's how you bring it up to the next level, is you come out dressed as an elfin paladin warrior.
Yeah. No, my girlfriends and I will go out for ladies' night, and we make reservations and stuff under the name of World of Warcraft Widows.
How many hours a day does he play?
Well, I mean, he still is pretty good about doing, like, he still works hard for us. Like, he works every day. And he does the useful things at home, the things that he's supposed to, helps with the kids and stuff. But pretty much as soon as time is free, he's on the computer, and he's up way past the time that I'm back in bed. So
wow, I don't get it.
Well, you know, I always tell him I'm not your mother. You know, I can't tell you what to do. You know, I can't boss you around like that. But you know, they've got to know, all of those Warcraft nerds out there have got to know, like, you know, that it hurts our feelings when they choose the game over us.
A Sonic1029.com podcast.
I totally agree with the, like, kids and or adults that play ridiculous amounts of Warcraft. But, like, personally, myself, I've never neglected anybody in any of my relationships when I do play WoW. And I can pretty much guarantee you that me and any of my other friends that play Warcraft, you couldn't pick us out in a crowd because we don't have that gamer look like that other lady said yesterday morning.
Well, yeah, she said she could see it. She was like, you know how they train dogs to sniff out explosives? They train dogs to sniff out drugs. They even train dogs now to sniff out certain forms of cancer. She was like a nerd-sniffing dog. She could sniff out nerd.
I wanted to tell her to, like, come to Churchill Square at noon and see if she could sniff me out. Like,
yeah.
Because, I don't know, I agree with the nerds that play too much, but at the same time, there are some people who actually have a life and don't take video games seriously, but play them to just waste time if there's time to be wasted. So.
Okay, listen, it's time for you to put a ponytail in your hair and put on that long black trench coat and get to work.
Right.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
I was dating this guy who, out of our whole relationship, decided to hide the fact that he's playing WoW from me. And finally, when I found out, I asked, well, why? Why are you hiding this from me? And after we broke up, we had nothing to lose. And he says, oh, well, you called my friend a loser one day, so I hid it from you for 2 years.
For 2 years, you didn't know he was playing World of Warcraft?
Oh, he hid it from me.
Wow. He mustn't have been that hardcore, though.
No, I don't know how hardcore he was. I really don't know. He must have played in his spare time.
Did he cancel a lot of dates with you? For unexplained...
No, he's always good about it. I think he put me first, but
what?
I, I think he said, like, he said, whenever I said I was doing nothing, I was playing World of Warcraft. Or,
I love the fact that essentially you held an exit interview when the relationship was over.
Yeah, no, he's like, oh, I have nothing to lose. I'll tell you, I've been playing World of Warcraft for 2 years.
What is the what's the purpose of the exit interview now?
Well, I don't know. I think it's like you have nothing to lose, and it's something you had to get off your chest. You feel better, but...
Well, but the company you're... I'm not talking about the relationship exit interview, because I don't know that that's the standard, but... companies now, when you leave on your way out the door, you got to do an exit interview, and it seems almost like a trap.
Like, I don't know what's the purpose. You're either gonna tell them how pissed off you are, or cry your eyes out. So
yeah, burn some bridges.
I don't know. You're a little SOL on the exit interview.
I was just talking to a friend of mine. He had to go through the exit interview, and I asked him, "Did you just let him have it?" And he's like, "No." No, I held back. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you tell
him? You're sitting there. Yeah, your dignity has just gone out the door.
Yeah.
With you to follow, but exit interviews.
I'm going to do an exit interview on you right now because you're about to exit the show. What's your first name?
Alex.
Alex, how was your experience here on the Garner Andrews Show?
It was quite wonderful.
It's time for Music News You Can Use with Bryce Kelly. What's going on today?
Coldplay's given us another taste of their upcoming new album, Milo Zeloto. They released a new single yesterday, a song called Paradise. The album, by the way, comes out late next month, and they also revealed that Rihanna is going to make a guest appearance on it. Sonic. One of modern rock's heroes was busted breaking a distracted driving law down in California. Dave Grohl was pulled over late last week while on the way to record a performance for Conan O'Brien. He was caught speeding and talking on his cell phone while driving. Sonic. And for the first time in a decade, a new album from Bush is on sale. Their new record, The Sea of Memories, is finally out. I chatted with Gavin Rossdale about the album, and this is how he describes it.
The record has a good tension to it, with a foot in the past and a foot in the future.
Bush currently does not have any Canadian dates on their tour schedule, but they promise that will be changing soon.
That does it for another edition of Music News You Can Use on Sonic. Sonic 1029.
My friend and I are on our way to work, and we're wondering if you could help us out.
Gas money?
No, company pays for that, so good.
Okay.
You need anything, we can pick it up for you.
Sure. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I could use a California King.
California King, where do I go?
Go see my ex-wife, Sleep Country, Christine McGee. Yeah, she'll hook you up. Anyway, no, I don't really need a California King-size bed, but what's up? What do you need?
Well, since our lunch times are so limited, and we go to these fast food joints, we want to know who decides how much ketchup goes in those packages. Who makes that decision?
Like how many packages they throw in your bag with your order?
No, the size of the package itself. It's only like 8 ounces. You know how many packages we need to eat a box of fries?
Yeah.
We don't have that much time.
Those ketchup packets are not 8 ounces. That is...
Eight mils.
Yeah. I think they're pretty standardized, though, aren't they?
Well, no, A&W has like a super pack now. It's like three of those in one.
They have a big one?
Oh, it's huge.
Well, gold star for A&W. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know who's controlling how much ketchup gets injected to each packet, but I'm sure that would be riveting radio if we devoted the rest of the day to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your what is your fast food of choice?
Maybe Quiznos.
Right
now it has to be Quiznos.
Okay, but if you and speak directly into the phone, if you just wanted to get down with a burger, what burger would you like to make sweet lunch love to?
Would have to be Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what's your first name?
Mike,
thank you very much for the phone call. I think the biggest mystery for me when it comes to fast food is that when you ask for extra ketchup, they give you like two packages of ketchup. But when you ask for extra vinegar or salt or pepper, they give you like 35 packs of vinegar, 19 of those little peppers. What? How about you get carried away like that with the ketchup instead of the vinegar?
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Gunner, I got to be honest with you, matey. I haven't been listening a whole bunch lately.
Uh-oh.
And no particular reason for that. It's just the way it's gone. So obviously I'm not sure what, you know, life-changing topics you've been discussing.
Oh, we've been talking about the Texas Instruments TI-83 graphing calculator. Got a solid week out of that. Woo! Here we come, number one.
Holy hell, yeah. Mate. That's creative to the max.
What else did we talk? Well, yesterday we talked about people that are addicted to World of Warcraft.
Oh, I did catch a portion of that, and D&D, I think,
of course,
came up.
All those, D&D, World of Warcraft, the TI-83 graphing calculator, that's what I like to call hot talk. That is the kind of stuff people talk about in offices.
Well, topics like that generated discussion for a week.
Oh,
you
God,
better
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, yeah.
How about water slides?
Well, haven't discussed water slides. The season closed, yeah.
Were you aware that they've put in a new one at West Ed?
Yeah, I saw, but I haven't ridden her yet.
No, I haven't either, but it looks pretty impressive.
No, I'm going to... That's something I'll do in the wintertime.
True.
Yeah.
True enough.
I'll take my pasty white body over there in the middle of January for my birthday. I'll have my birthday party in there. And then we'll hit that new water slide.
That's a good idea, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that one looks pretty sweet. I know Daily Planet were there and did a segment on it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, the company that designed it, what they've gone through to make it safe, and it's apparently the only upside-down water slide in the world.
Speaking of Daily Planet, sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
They got new hosts.
Yes, well, she's been there for a long... She was there with Jay, but yeah, the fella's new.
He got... Poor Jay Ingram got squeezed out.
I could call it more retirement, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I like to think it's more sinister. I like to think there's something going on behind the scenes at Discovery Planet.
Well, you could be onto something too,
mate. Hey, what happened to that girl? She was a forbidden lust for me. The tall British girl with the accent that used the really square jaw.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I loved her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I couldn't tell you where she's gone, mate.
Hang on, I wrote down another new forbidden lust, Dave.
And?
Mavis Beacon.
Mavis Beacon. Should I know that name?
She's, if you ever go through the software department at, like, Future Shop, Best Buy, she's a Mavis Beacon typing teacher. She teaches you to type. And I think she's on the front cover of every box. Mavis Beacon is my new forbidden lust.
The Garner Andrew Show to go.
Hi, I thought I'd call because I usually don't cut down people's lusts. But when you talked about, just spoke of Skeletor, I was like, seriously?
Mavis Beacon?
No, well, is that the chick's name that used to be on Daily Planet?
No. Skeletor? Oh, no, the girl, the British girl from Daily Planet. She used to be on there like 2 or 3 years ago. Really square jaw.
Yeah, but she was such a Skeletor, I couldn't even handle it. Like,
I loved her.
Watching the Miss Universe pageant, and most of those girls were so bony. There was, like, 2 fit ones. I don't even know who won. I couldn't even watch it anymore.
Well, the girl from Daily Planet, and I'm going to ask the Google machine right away what her name was, but she wasn't just a coat rack with hair on it. She had some...
Pretty much.
No.
Pretty much.
No, I loved her face. I just loved her jaw. It's like
she had those shoulders you could hang your hat on.
No, she's like, she had that sort of jaw that I love camping. I just know that if I went camping with her and we forgot the can over, she could bite the lid off the can of beans.
That's totally true.
The Gas to Go podcast.
You know all the antique road shows and the storage picking shows and all that, Big Tad?
I watched them all.
Man, I'm too hooked. But anyway, Forbidden Lust.
Oh, no. Can I guess which one? Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's either going to be Danielle from American Pickers or Cindy from Auction Kings.
You got it right on the first try.
Did I?
I don't know about guess number two, but...
Ooh, guess number two is... No, I just feel mean, but poor Cindy from Auction Kings. I'll just say that. But I'm sure she's a lovely person.
She's, I think she's just a sweet lady.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But Danielle from American Pickers, do you, I think she's pretty, but to me, she's gone a little too far now with the tattoos.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about the leopard print chest thing's kind of provocative.
That's doing it for... It's like she's got an... Her chest is now all orange with leopard spots on it, and it comes up, like, super high, and you can't help but stare at her chesticular region.
100%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I'm okay
so
with that.
Are you're hooked on all those shows or just a couple?
Oh, too hooked. Like, yeah. I open the laptop at night before I go to bed and just try to, like, catch up.
Yeah, okay. What's your favorite? Of those, of that ilk of show, what's your favorite?
Storage Wars, for sure.
Yeah!
The Modern Rock Door. The Modern Rock Door. Sonic's got the Modern Rock Door with Garner Andrews and so much more. Can you guess what's behind the Modern Rock Door?
Carolyn had the shame rain fall on her failure parade this morning during the Modern Rock Door. Her guess of AWOL Nation's sale was so bad, it actually gave me ulcers. Maybe tomorrow you can cure my ulcers and also win $422. All you have to do is pick up a phone, dial 780-423-1029, and tell Garner the correct song and artist behind that Modern Rock Door. You do that, you win. Simple game. Simple math. Simple money, yo.
Tune in to the Garner Andrews Show weekday mornings at 8:20 as the Modern Rock Door jackpot grows. Sonic 1029.
Sonic 1029.
Modern Rock.
Hi, is Garner there, please?
This is Garner.
Garner, this is Ed Robinson.
Hey, Ed, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Ed, you're kind of a big deal.
All my friends tell me that.
Yeah, executive producer, Canada's Got Talent. How did we land you on this show?
Just lucky, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, you guys are in Edmonton now, right?
Yes, we will be some of us are traveling today.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are already there setting up.
Yeah.
But the line will be ready tomorrow morning, yeah.
Good, yeah. Auditions for Canada's Got Talent go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at the Mayfield Inn. How many people are you expecting?
I don't know the final count, but last I heard it was over 3,000 people were interested in trying out. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic for us. And people can sort of walk up on the day if they haven't had a chance to pre-register, and they will be welcome.
Have you got people camping out yet?
I hope not, actually. It's not necessary to camp out. The doors open at 8 tomorrow morning, and people can line up as early as 6 if they want to.
Sure. I think the key is when it comes to Canada's Got Talent or America's Got Talent is you've got to be able to up your game every single week.
Correct.
And if you bring your best to the auditions, and then you've got to dip sort of once the show starts and then bring it back up again.
Yeah, well, don't forget at this stage, whatever you do for us is probably what you will do in front of the celebrity judges when we come back into a theater setting.
Yeah, and I want to talk...
process. You can do the same act now,
uh-huh.
But you're quite right. Once you continue in the program, if you are so successful, you'll need to find the next thing to be able to present to the audience.
Now, let's talk quickly here about celebrity judges and a host. That hasn't been announced yet, right?
It has not been announced yet, correct.
I was talking to our news guy this morning, and I can't remember if this was a private conversation off the air or on the air, but I said, I bet you a member of Bare Naked Ladies is available.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay.
Jan Arden is always entertaining, too.
Love Jan Arden. She was a judge on a show called Canada Sings.
Oh, so she can't be a judge on this show.
Yeah,
because a lot
really
of people
would prefer to go to other people that have been involved in similar kinds of shows.
A lot of people are talking about what about the former Canadian Idol judges? And I said, same thing. No, they've already got the Canadian Idol stink on them. We don't need them over here on
well,
Canada's Got Talent.
I haven't been involved in Canadian Idol. I don't refer to it as a stink on them. But, they're,
awkward.
You know, they've had their opportunity to be in that situation on the
Lloyd show. Robertson.
Sorry?
Lloyd Robertson.
Well, he's just retired.
He might be looking for something,
a little
tide me over gig. Yeah.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Like, get the hell out of here.